America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
CBS News contributor Bob Schieffer is here, and he is a former chief Washington correspondent. He is a former host of Face the Nation. I'm pleased to have him here. Welcome.
Good morning, Charlie.
So here we hear Donald Trump saying that he's had phone conversations with the two leaders of the Republican Party in the Senate and the House.
You know, what I find interesting about that is, and I've got a pretty good source on this, I believe that is the first time that the Republican leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has spoken to Donald Trump throughout this campaign. Mm-hmm. The first time. This was a call that was initiated by Donald Trump, and I think he has initiated other calls, and McConnell has declined to take the calls. Mm-hmm. So this is part of this new charm offensive that Donald Trump is talking about. And, you know, I mean, we're coming on something that I can't remember, and you all talked about it a little bit in the other hour, the first time in a long, long, long time that a majority of the American people don't like either candidate.
Right.
That's why anything could still happen here.
Mm-hmm. But you say either candidate, meaning like Trump and Clinton, who look like they're presumptive party's nominees at this point. Yeah.
And I mean, it's going to be very, very difficult for the traditional Republicans who didn't want Trump from the beginning to block him. There is an outside possibility now that John Kasich did win in Ohio. There is a possibility that they can keep him from getting the votes before they get to the convention. If they can keep him from having the majority of the delegates before they get to the to the convention, anything could happen.
The thing is that for the mainstream media, they love this infighting, and this fits their narrative. You know, like the Republicans don't know what they're doing; they're all over the place. But again, let's go back and see what the Republicans had to offer. You know, 17, 18 candidates, and I think, wow, when you remember the candidates that had to offer, I mean, there's some good quality people here, and I think that people that if it is a Republican administration, that you've got some good people to draw on for cabinet positions and counsel here. I mean, Donald Trump, say what you want to say about the guy, but the guy's built a multi-billion-dollar business, and you don't do that by yourself. You do it by surrounding yourself with good people. And that's part of the basis of any kind of capitalistic venture is it's based on the people, and he's made good choices. He's been surrounded by good people, and so he's got some some people to draw on. Whether it's Ben Carson. Ben Carson said the reason he endorsed him was because he was promised a position an important position in his administration. Hey, that's great. I think that he's valuable. I think. Carly Fiorina, you've heard me talk about that, that I think that, you know, she wants to serve and she can be a good part of it. So some of these, some of this stuff is whipped up, by progressives, by the liberal media, to make it seem it's a lot worse. So look, this is going to ferret itself out. People are already starting to make a decision. And, as we discussed with Van Hip and others, you've got even Democrats that are abandoning their posts and, coming to the Republican side and, siding up with one Donald Trump because they're just not convinced that their candidate and what's being offered on the Democratic side. You've got, a Democratic socialist and you have somebody who's a trustworthy, quotient is so low and almost incomprehensible. That they're just really having a hard time swallowing that part as well. So, it's an interesting time, but this is what has been the result of the last 8 years, no doubt about it. So, hey, it's an opportunity for we the people to stand up, take control back of their government, and get this country back on track. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, America.
Thank you. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
That in my judgment, Daesh is responsible for genocide against groups in areas under its control, including Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims. Daesh is genocidal by self-proclamation, by ideology, and by actions in what it says, what it believes, and what it does. Daesh is also responsible for crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing directed at these same groups, and in some cases also against Sunni Muslims, Kurds, and other minorities.
Well, whether it's Daesh, ISIS, I mean, it's taking place. So what are we doing about it?
Well, that's better than what his guy admitted yesterday. You know, he's looking at the facts and he's you know, trying to piece it together and make sure that we get it right. Well, today he came out and said what you just heard. Yeah, they're responsible for this.
Yeah, but meanwhile, people are being exterminated here. And, you know, this is the problem that we've had in our country for a long time, and that's the lack of leadership to know and discern what you need to champion here. And, you know, I believe that you can get alliances behind you when you see, you know, what is going on in the Middle East with genocide and the destruction of antiquities and, you know, what is happening to cultures there in the Middle East. You know, that is, you know, to me it's unconscionable. And meanwhile, we're sitting here on the sidelines, you know, negotiating over peanuts, I guess.
Well, part of that comes in that we're not being, you're trying to separate a group of people, two groups of people that you can't distinguish. You don't know who is a so-called moderate Muslim and who's an extremist Muslim. You just don't know who it is. So if you don't know who you're fighting, you're running into the same stuff that you had in Vietnam War. You don't know who your enemy is, and if you're not actually identifying who your enemy is, you're fighting a pointless battle then. So you got to come out and they have to be honest with what they're fighting. If they are actually taking what's in the Quran and they're taking it in out of proportion and they're running with it the way it shouldn't be run, it shouldn't be us that are fighting that. If it's actually being taken out of context, it should be every other Muslim in the world that is like, hey, whoa, no, hey, I mean, look at the KKK. They're very much so based in the Bible and things like that, and that's part of their thing. But every Christian in the world is like, whoa, no, that's not us. That's not our thing. We don't do that. Yeah. And they come out against it. And if Muslims around the world aren't willing to do that, then it makes it a lot harder for us to do that, because it's not our faith or our religion that they're taking out of context.
Well, I understand, but again, you know, as being leaders of the world, like it or not, I mean, people say we don't want to be the police, but look, America has been the leader of the world. Let's face it. You can't deny that. So we step back from our responsibility, and this is what you got. You know, you've got vacancies that are now being taken over by these radicals. And look, this is only the second time the executive branch has used the term genocide. I mean, it's almost like they go through a brain freeze when they consider this. And the statements that were made yesterday so hesitatingly about even saying the G word, you know. But meanwhile, you got the House that passes a non-binding resolution, 393-0, condemning ISIS atrocities as genocide. So the White House was really forced by what the House did. They had to step up, right?
Apparently, we need the White House to condemn ISIS, right? I mean, they should come out and condemn ISIS. Why haven't they condemned it yet? You know, what, do they support it? Isn't that what they did to Trump a few weeks ago? Well, he didn't condemn him right away, so he must support it.
Right, exactly. Right.
No, your problem, look, again, I think your problem here is that they're not actually identifying who they're fighting. We've gone from it being the Islamic State to being ISIS to being ISIL to now they're throwing around Daesh. Are they all the same group? Do they all run under the same thing? Or is this multiple groups that we're fighting? And if you're fighting multiple groups, then now maybe now you got to look at, well, what's making them do this? Why are they doing it? You can't beat these guys with guns and bombs and things like that. You're never going to do it. Mm. You're just going to create more problems for yourself down the road. It's what we've done in the past. It's why we're here to begin with. Because we think guns and bombs are going to fix things, and they don't. You beat these people by being honest and blunt and telling it like it is. And if a certain region of the world can't come out and condemn people that the extremists in their area, then that's a problem.
Right. to give you a little bit of background and genesis on Daesh, because a lot of people are, you know, going, what does Daesh mean? You know, what's going on? And it's a word that is despised, you know, by ISIS. They don't like that term. I had an issue, I got to tell you, initially when President Obama was using ISIL, because ISIL is, you know, kind of points to the greater vision and potential of what ISIS is all about in referring to the Levant. And when you understand the area, the vast area that they're talking about commanding, ISIL becomes a rallying cry and a mantra of a broader picture and hope and ambition, you know, for these radicals. But it was David Cameron who started using the term Daesh in June. Back in June, he asked the BBC to refer to ISIS as ISIL, but they now relabeled the terror group for the second time. During a speech on Syria here recently, Cameron repeatedly referred to the terrorists as Daesh, a word ISIS despises that is being used with increasing frequency. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. I know you hear ISIS, you hear ISIL, and all of a sudden you're hearing Daesh. And this is coming from Britain, and you've not heard Daesh before. So it's an acronym for the Arabic phrase Al-Dala and I'm probably going to butcher this, so forgive me, Islamiyya al-Iraq al-Sham, which stands for the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. So in a sense, a grander even vision, I think, than ISIL. But yet it's being reported that ISIS is, they're not liking that term whatsoever. This is insulting to them somehow.
Well, exactly. And yesterday, remember when Chris Harris told us, if somebody calls you racist and you're not racist, of course you're going to get mad.
Right, exactly.
So, if somebody says your religion is bad and it's not bad, why won't you get mad? And why won't you start fighting people that are ruining that for you?
Well, and to your point, Scott, I guess what happens is Daesh, translated, means one who crushes something underfoot. So maybe that's the way they're hearing it, not the way Cameron had presented it. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up right after this.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Voters have lots of reasons why they don't like Hillary Clinton, and her unfavorables are low, but they don't think that she's weak or a pushover. So it'll be interesting to see if he's actually able to make that same case against her that he's been making against the Marco Rubios and Jeb Bushes of the world.
Yeah, Steve Schmidt, I don't know that that's the place to go. Hillary Clinton has been, for her 30 to 40 years in public office, one of the toughest political figures on the scene. She's endured more in one decade politically than most endure their entire life.
No doubt. But if we go back and we survey the political field over the course of this campaign, for sure the craziest answer anyone's given to any question was Jeb Bush. Knowing then what we know now, would we have done Iraq again? And Jeb Bush says yes. What does Hillary Clinton say when that question is put to her with regard to Libya? And so we talk about national security. We talk about foreign policy. What are the successes from a national security perspective of this administration? Where is America stronger in the world? Where are we more respected in the world? Where are her successes as Secretary of State? There has not been a Secretary of State who had a more incompetent performance than Hillary Clinton in the modern era. And this is going to be called out. It's going to be exploited in this general election campaign.
I believe he's setting the stage.
Why do you say that?
Well, this was an administration that began by sending to the United Kingdom back the Winston Churchill statue that was in the Oval Office, the Atlantic this month, an American president, taking the special relationship outside of the privacy of it and attacking a British prime minister publicly on a range of issues outside of Iran, outside of Cuba. Where is the United States stronger and more respected internationally and globally than we were before January 20th of 2009?
Maybe you got a little bit off point here, Scott, you know, because, you know, he goes, well, how do you say that? What do you say that? Well, give me evidence that supports that she's been a great Secretary of State, that she has a history of getting things done. I mean, she, by her own definition, she says she's a progressive, and how she defines progressivism is somebody who gets things done. Well, what did you get done? You know, on a national security level, I mean, if you remember, she was the one that questioned whether or not President Obama would answer the 3 o'clock in the morning phone call. Well, by her own indictment, she got the phone call and she didn't pick up the phone.
Yeah. And it really comes down to who's asking the question. And that's why in this case he said that she was horrible, so therefore it's his job to present that, you know, his reasoning for that. Whereas if you talk to her, she'll tell you you're great, and then if you ask her, well, why were you great? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I did stuff, you know.
Right.
So, and he did kind of get a little bit off topic, but the things that he pointed out, while maybe not directly Hillary Clinton, she is the head of the State Department. And again, like I said, they have the Clintons are very good at the presenting the buck stops here attitude until the bill comes.
Well,
and
you know,
once the bill comes, it's, well, wait, no, hey.
Yeah. Well, do you find it interesting that here we have, you know, Hillary now is admitting, she said, well, I'm not much of a politician. I'm not really good at this. And unlike her husband. And so she points out the obvious. And somehow that, you know, gives her a pass. And then on the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who has a track record of successes in business. Yes, there's some other things that, you know, like in any kind of business experience, you're going to have some winners, you're going to have some losers, you know. But he clearly has done something. He has a track record and accomplishments that he can point to. And you got to figure, he's had more wins than losses. You don't build an empire to $10 billion, your own personal worth of $10 billion, without having more wins than losses, right?
Definitely. And, I mean, even if he got a small loan from his father, that was millions of dollars, to turn that into billions, it still takes a little
that's
bit
great.
Of work.
Hey, that's what we call return on investment. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And the bankruptcy things, for that, it's a little weird because there's so many different bankruptcies that you can file.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, a lot of companies file a bankruptcy just so that it gives them time to get... I mean, he's in construction.
Mm-hmm.
You put bankruptcies in motion so that way you have enough time to get paid on the jobs that you're doing. And then you get the money out to people, and it just prevents them from placing liens on you and things like that. So, I mean, sometimes filing a bankruptcy is a tactical means to give you more time to pay your bills.
Mm. And quite possibly that was the case. I don't understand, and I didn't look into everyone, but certainly the bankruptcy laws have put into place so that people could have a chance to, in a sense, live another day.
And there's so many different types of bankruptcies.
Right.
You know, just because you're filing a bankruptcy doesn't mean you don't have any money or that you're all out of money. I mean, there's, Chapter 7, Chapter 11. There's a bunch of different. I mean, we could probably get a bankruptcy lawyer on, and he could go on and on about it.
Yeah, to break it down. But I don't know of the four bankruptcies, which were Chapter 11s, which were 7s and outs, and that sort of thing. And like you say, had some sort of, strategy in which to hold off the receivers for a moment so that you get some breath and then, reorganize and pay them back.
That's the problem I have with it, is that they're not actually talking about what bankruptcy, it is. It's just, he's bankruptcy. He's
right.
Bad.
Right.
Bad.
Well, and this is the thing. I mean, this is the nature. We have a very emotional, very volatile electorate right now as a result of, what they've been experiencing. You know, as you've heard me say time and again, experience defines preference. And America's in the process of coming up with that preference as to what they want in a leader. We need to, look and consider what we're dealing with on the national stage, domestically, immigration-wise. I mean, there's a lot of fish to fry here, but we need to, I think we need to be a little bit more studious and considerate of the options. Again, I remind everybody, whether it's Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, John Kasich, Hillary Clinton, or Ted Cruz, they are vying for this position. We get to look at their resumes. We get to, ask them the questions of, why should you have the job? Where are you going to take us? How are you going to advance the cause here, for us,
So I just did some fact checking here to get the answer for myself. Trump himself has never filed for bankruptcy. Donald Trump himself has never been bankrupt. His corporations have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy 4 times. What it means by filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the corporation is allowed to continue running while restructuring and reducing its debt. By allowing the business to continue, employees still have their jobs and the business is still making money. Corporate debts still need to be repaid, but they may be reduced. The corporation must develop a repayment plan and corporate budget. Both must be approved by the creditors and by the bankruptcy court. So it's not like he just filed it and that was it. He still has to do it. He made sure that employees didn't lose their jobs.
Right.
And so, I mean, that seems like a responsible business owner there.
Well, it would seem like you say, but this is the danger of election politics, especially right now. It's all about those big billboards and the bumper sticker sayings with a little depth, and that's the tough thing, is that we have to look in a little bit deeper, and that's what we appreciate, about this opportunity and the venue that this show gives us, is that we can get in a little bit deeper than an 8-second soundbite, can't we?
Thankfully, yes.
Yeah. And this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is why you need to engage and confront what's happening in our culture today. And the reason we confront it is so that we can connect with it. If we choose to back away and not participate, like, for example, we keep picking on evangelicals here. We get so many that, they can vote, but they choose not to. 50% don't even bother to register, and then only 50% of those register actually go out and vote. We need everybody in the fight. That's what I say. All hands are required to be on deck right now for a time such as this. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business.
Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
Play tambourine with a silver jingle.
And we will stay away.
But as inevitable as Trump may seem now, there was one key state he didn't win, Ohio, which went to its governor, John Kasich. It was the first and only win for the governor, after which Kasich made a pretty bold claim.
But I want you to know something. We are going to go all the way to Cleveland and secure the Republican nomination.
Governor, here's a riddle. What's round at both ends and has got to be high in the middle? Because to secure the nomination at the convention in Cleveland this summer, Kasich would have to get 116% of the remaining delegates. We'd have to make him governor of every remaining state, plus some states we don't even have yet. He's looking very good in North Kentucky-sylvania and Massachusetts-sippy. Oh, they love him down in Massachusetts-sippy. No, Massachusetts-sippy, which fought on both sides of the wall between the states. We are so proud of both our crawdads and our chowder. Massachusetts-sippy will rise again. But forget the odds. Last night, Kasich was the man of the hour, standing tall at his victory rally. There he is, the only one who could possibly stop Donald Trump, the governor of... And he's gone. And he's gone.
You know, he is... You got to give him his due. He can't be entertaining. But it's interesting, Scott, because... 116% for the Democrats. I mean, that'd be, you know, that's easy. They can make that stuff up. We saw that happen. I mean, they got dead people. You know, they got votes from dead people last time, right?
Yeah. Hey, 120%, wasn't it?
Yeah. So those numbers are irrelevant. I mean, so Oh, man, I'll tell you. You know, and it is interesting because, you know, the Democrats will, you know, they're the first ones to say, oh, we got to make sure the integrity of the vote and make sure everybody has a chance to vote. You know, including dead people. I mean, you know, but they want to insist that there's not a problem whatsoever. There's not a smidgen of impropriety. There's no voter fraud. I mean, wow. How can you say that? I mean, you know, like you and I talked about before, you know, those 59, I think it's 59 voting districts in Pennsylvania where they voted 100% right across the board, 100% plus for Barack Obama. And I said, where in the world do you get anybody to agree 100%? I don't care what city you're in, what county, but here in Pennsylvania, they managed to find 59 voting districts to vote at least 100%, some cases as high as 120, as you stated, because you count the dead vote.
If I ran for president, I'm not even sure I can convince my entire family to vote for me.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't know if I could.
Well, you don't have the charm of Barack Obama. I mean, come on. You know,
well, I mean,
got to be exception here, you know.
Well, it takes a lot to get a dead person to the polls.
Well, you know, in some cases, maybe not so much. Maybe that's the problem. See, Republicans think it takes it's too hard to work, but the Democrats have figured out how to do that. I mean, you know, and the thing is, this goes with impunity. I mean, you know, nobody's held accountable. It's just kind of like one of those things the mainstream media barely reports. I think the only reason we find out about it is because, you know, there's shows like ours that want to bring this stuff up, these inconsistencies that are taking place. But see, this is the problem with a lie. You have to look at the trajectory of a lie or even the trajectory of the optimum, of what you want, where you're optimally heading. And every lie takes you off course. And when you you follow the lie, next thing you know, you're so far away from the objective, then you're trying to convince yourself that even though you know you're on the wrong road, somehow it's the right road.
Well, you don't have to remember the truth. You just know the truth. If somebody, you can ask me things that are from down the line, and if it's if I told you the truth, it will be the same answer every time. Mm-hmm. You have to remember the lies you tell.
Exactly.
And the more you tell one lie, you're going to have to tell two. And then it creates this big tangled, you know, oh, what a tangled web we weave. Right. You know?
Well, you know, again, the challenge and the pressure is on the voters. Regardless, I've said early on that I thought that probably in the first time in that I could remember that somebody would be elected with, you know, about 35% of the vote. Which I think is going to be rather interesting right now because you have two figures, two opposing figures. Let's just say, you know, between Trump and Clinton, as they seem to be the heir apparent, you know, to the nominations of their parties. And, what can happen here? You know, can the Democrats come alongside somebody that they don't like and resent, they don't trust? And, you know, by all indications, you know, though you listen to Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the other operatives of the party, you know, they think, hey, they're doing great. You know, she's the one, you know, she's fine. So barring any absolute unwinding and, you know, and that she fails to win the, as they say, you know, the FBI primary. And she goes on, you know, to the national campaign, you know, they have to look at the numbers. How many Democrats are not participating here? You know, they're losing big numbers. And then you've got Donald Trump, on the other hand, that's replacing some of these disenfranchised Republicans who are having a hard time, you know, stomach, you know, Donald Trump and abandoning him. He's replacing them with Democrats. So, you know, it's like, can he replace them fast enough and make up for the difference? And also, do people finally decide at the 11th hour when it's time to pull the lever that, okay, you know, these are my choices. This is the reality. And I think that some of this is playing out right now where people are, even going forward, you know, when you look at, you know, kind of like what Colbert was saying is that Kasich has to get 116%. Well, you know, now that Rubio is out of the race, it's not like all those numbers are automatically going to go to Cruz, though Cruz said, hey, you know, we welcome all the Rubio people, you know, with arms wide open. We welcome you. You know, it's not going to be 100% of Rubio followers joining, you know, the Cruz bandwagon. You know, they're, you know, Trump's going to win his share.
Well, and like we talked about yesterday, he's got a lead now to where he just has to win a share.
Right.
You know, he wins, what, 60% of the vote, which, I mean, he's done up to this point so far, even more so, I believe, if I look at, if I run the math on it. But he just has to, Trump has to keep status quo in his states. And you're running, you're going to start running into some states where it's winner take all.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, like I said, a guy like Trump, I got a feeling he's going to resonate really well, really, really well in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the numbers the numbers definitely are in his favor. There's no doubt whatsoever. I mean, Kasich is, even Colbert, kiddingly teased him, 116%. And Cruz has a tough calculus, even though he's only, what, a couple hundred delegates, if that, behind Trump. I mean, he's got to find something that's going to really capture the imagination of the remaining constituency, or it's a fait accompli, and then maybe it's it becomes a Trump Cruz ticket.
I think if you're the Republicans, you have to be very careful here that you're not. If you don't like Trump, you need to be very careful that you're not cutting off your nose to spite your face, type of thing. Because you might only, obviously they like to think that, you know, oh, well, we'll just get rid of him, and then whoever we plug in, that's who everybody will go to then, you know, behind the Republican banner.
Well, this whole situation, Scott, it doesn't. And the thing is that, you know, yesterday there was, you know, talk of, you know, bringing Ryan in as a candidate, or, you know, John Kerry or something like that. I mean, you're talking at that point. If that was to happen, I mean, the party itself would absolutely have to implode on itself. In much the same way that if you have a situation where, Hillary doesn't win the FBI primary, and all of a sudden they look to Joe Biden as a last-minute savior. I mean, it could potentially be one humongous mess, no doubt about it. Just about 19 before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your curves.
Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government. And with three little words. We, the people. We, the people, tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We, the people, are the driver. The government is the car. And we decide where it should go and by what route and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free. This belief has been the underlying basis for everything I've tried to do these past 8 years. But back in the 1960s, when I began, it seemed to me that we'd begun reversing the order of things. That through more and more rules and regulations and confiscatory taxes, the government was taking more of our money, more of our options, and more of our freedom. I went into politics in part to put up my hand and say, stop. I was a citizen politician, and it seemed the right thing for a citizen to do. I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping. And I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Well, you know, this lays it out. You know, to me, I don't know how much clearer you can get that, you know, in understanding how far off the mark, like we talked about. You go down this road that abandons core conservative values and an idea that government should be smaller and not bigger, and therein is the divide between our country, and, you know, as seen by the followers of, you know, one Bernie Sanders. And even Hillary Clinton, for that matter, that says, look, you need us to come in and clean your noses and clean your bottoms because you're just not responsible enough. And lucky for you, you've been born into a country like America that has the government of everything to take care of all your needs from cradle to grave. That was never the intent of our founding fathers. And certainly here we are, fast forward to the administration of one Ronald Reagan. And he unleashed this potential of humanity, this power, this productive power here in the United States. And that's what I see. That's why I'm talking about this, this human potential that's just been lying dormant. And it's so frustrated, Scott, you know, because they're just not doing what it is that they know they can do and in naturally doing. I mean, it's not a hard thing. This is natural for them to be productive. If we make it available to them, this country can recover, you know, very quickly, God willing.
Yeah, it feels like politicians nowadays are rewriting the old fishing analogy. You know, teach a man to fish. You know, give a man a fish, he'll vote for you. Teach a man to fish, and well, he doesn't have to vote.
Right. He doesn't have to vote for you, and keep you in this, you know, in this position, this entitled position that you found yourself going to.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't have to vote for you. So.
Right.
I've always had a big problem with that. I've always thought that telling somebody that they can't take care of themselves is a much larger problem than just thinking, just telling somebody to take care of it yourself. You know, and it always feels like the Republican side has always been kind of like, well, you have there's things out there for you. You can do it. Take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats have always come across to me as, well, you guys can't handle this yourself, so I better do it for you. I mean, thankfully, I'm here. So, and that always, that's kind of always why I've always leaned a little bit more to the right. I'd rather do things myself. I've always done things myself. The job I'm doing right now, I taught myself, you know,
right.
Which you might know. I mean, you might have figured that out over these last 3 months or whatever.
No, cut it out.
But no, I'd much rather have a nation with people that has the can-do attitude as opposed to the, well, what are you going to do for me? that feels like a spit in the eye to the American dream, the American backbone. My grandfather told me stories about what it was like as a kid. I mean, he joined the Merchant Marines when he was 15 years old, so that way his mom and dad didn't have to keep feeding a kid.
Mm.
You know, that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he comes from that, and then I see, you know, my dad talks about when he was a kid, you know, how, he had potatoes every night, you know, and things like that. And I see what they worked up to. And even in my own life, when I was younger, my dad didn't, my parents didn't have a lot of money, they didn't have any money. Mm-hmm. And now he set himself to go into school, became a computer programmer. And now he's pretty well to do, and that's the attitude that I look at when I go about things. If I want more, it's on me to get it. It's not somebody doesn't have to give it to me. Now somebody might have to give me an opportunity,
right.
which again is on me. It's how I interact with people. You're not going to get opportunities if you're a jerk to everybody, because nobody's going to care.
Exactly.
But if you treat people with respect. You follow through with what you're going to say, and you're pleasant to people. You tend to notice that a lot of opportunities come your way.
Exactly.
You know, oh, hey, Scott's a great guy. I like working with Scott. What's he doing? You know,
yeah.
I like that. And I've always, again, I told you my golden rule. You know, do unto others as you want done unto yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I that's how I go about things.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Scott, for most people. Today, you know, it's like I, you know, you may have heard me use these labor force statistics before that it says that if you showed up for work every day, you just showed up for work every day, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. If you showed up for work every day on time, you were in the top 10%. If you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, you were in the top 5%. If you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, and actually set out to do it, you were in the top 3%. And if you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, set out to do it, and actually accomplished it, you were in the top 1%. So it's not, it doesn't take a whole lot to rise to the level and be a leader in an organization if you're just true to yourself and you're truthful, you know, to yourself and to your employer, for those that are working for an employer. And even if you're your own business person, those values still hold, still hold the same quality and return on investment, you know?
Yeah, and think about the things that you just listed off. Being on time, arriving at work, being on time, knowing what you're going to do when you get there, having a plan, and then actually doing it. Mm-hmm. All those things aren't based on your intelligence or your probably a little bit on skills depending on what you're doing, mm-hmm. but all that is just attitude and effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to be on time. Mm-hmm. It's one of the biggest pet peeves I have is when people are late. It's not hard to be on time. You know the drive you have to take. You know that there might be traffic. You got to turn the TV off maybe a half hour early so you can get to the place that helps you pay for your TV.
Right.
that makes no sense to me.
We've accommodated a lot of this incompetence and this kind of what Zig Ziglar would call stinking thinking. And we got to get down to the bottom line of this. And this is the opportunity that we have here in America today. This is why I insist that we have this human pot of potential that is just sitting there that's been so frustrated over the last decade and a half because they just haven't been productive. I mean, at the very heart of who we are, this is what makes America exceptional, is that we're productive people. You know, we don't want to back up, as my old mentor used to say, you don't want to back up into the pay window, be embarrassed to collect a paycheck. You want to be able to go in, to the pay window, because back in the old days, that's what they used to have. They used to have pay windows where you were paid, for doing a day's work or a week's work. And you wanted to have a some sense of pride and self-accomplishment that, hey, you earned that paycheck. And this is what America is all about. This is what makes us so unique. We don't take a month off every year. We keep on going. If anything, we may overwork ourselves. Because we get on that hamster wheel of life and go in circles, and we're really not progressing, in a way that is good for our families and ourselves. But that's a whole nother study.
Should we maybe look at take the time to smell the roses a little bit? Sure, but how about we do that after we're done? After we've accomplished something.
And exactly.
In that Reagan in the speech there, he said something that is very profound. And I love it. Government is the car, but the people are the driver, and the people determine how fast and what route we're going to take. I think we've forgotten that. I think as a country we've forgotten that, and we think that the government is so big that there's nothing we the people can do. Well, that's just how it is. That's not true. That's not how it works.
The government has purposely, complicated things. Even down to the laws, our founding fathers said the laws should not be that complicated. And they've gone out of their way with all the lawyerese and everything else to make things complicated. I mean, you want to blow your brains out? Just go ahead and start to read the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. And I dare you to get past page 5 without coming away with a brain bruise. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And real quick, they've also done something very smart. The government has started hiring people. And it's very hard for people to feel that they can go against their boss.
Yeah, there it is. Well, that's a wrap for us. Thank you for being a part of the solution and joining us. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the SDG Radio Network. Have yourself a blessed day, America.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.